Well, the curtain has just come down, metaphorically, on the 8th Rewire Festival in The Hague, and jolly good it was too. I'm with ArtsTalk Deputy Editor Astrid Burkhard, and we're in the Grote Kerk in the centre of the city. Laurie Anderson, the star of the festival, or Artist in Focus as they choose to call her, has just finished a spectacular multimedia concert. But this was the culmination of 100 or so events at a dozen venues featuring artists from around the world. What was sick in your mind with the past few days?
Well, there were two things at the electricity factory on Friday, and they were really, really good, but very different. First, there were 10 young musicians from the Conservatoire, from the Königliche Conservatoire. They performed a piece by Tristan Parrish, which was called Active Field, and they played brilliantly with real passion. Later that night, however, was the high point. Two guys called Kyle Dixon and Michael Stein. The whole space was filled with the sound. They were hardly visible. They were sitting on the rostrum, which looked like a steampunk boxing ring.
It was the smoke which was the incredible.
The smoke just enveloped everything. It made you so aware of the huge space that you were in. I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't come out through the two chimneys at the top of the factory.
Well, when we actually left, the smoke was billowing into the street.
Yeah. But the sound was really, it really got into your body.
But that wasn't the only, how should I put it, noisy thing we heard, was it?
Yeah, I mean, we saw the band.
Well, I don't know if that's pronounced or whether it's spelled. It's four U's, U.
However, after the first number, I knew exactly what was going to come. Plus, the room was filled with sort of beardies and a cross of beardies and headbangers,
yeah,
who came and spilt the beer into my handbag. But it was just so predictable. There was no change. It was just all the same.
But it was Laurie Anderson that everybody wanted to see. And I saw a couple of things at the Corso on Saturday afternoon. The first one was a interview come talk with Laurie Anderson, which was sensibly about tonight's concert, which was called All the Things I Lost in the Flood. During one of the big hurricanes earlier in the last year, she lost all her archive and all her old instruments when her basement was flooded. But the thing turned into a resume, virtually, of her 50-year career, and pretty incredible it was too, with lots of clips and projections and anecdotes. And then later on that afternoon, also in the Corso, was the Dutch Ragazza Quartet playing the Laurie Anderson composition Sol, which was also incredible. That was in the form of an installation. Everybody was sitting on the floor on cushions and bean bags, and there was a mirror ball projecting lights on the wall. So all in all, it was a pretty spectacular event. Next week is the Mini Shakespeare Festival by STET, the English Theatre, and we'll be covering that. So it's goodbye from Astrid, and it's goodbye from me.
Bye.